We're in Simin Kuf Nun Dalet. We're up to Sif Dalet, and we'll be doing Sifin Dalet through Vav. So we learned the rule that anything that either touches a Sefer Torah or a Davar Shebekedusha, or it hangs over it, even if it doesn't touch it directly, but it was made l'kavod, has a din of Tashmish Kedusha. You could not use it for a Dvar Chol, and ultimately will need Gneza. Says the Mechaber, Matpeches Sefer Torah Shebolu. What do you do with the covering of Sefer Torah that got worn out? Yecholim lasis mem tachrichin lameis mitzvah v'zui gnizasan. You have to be gonis them. How can you do that? You use them for shrouds for a meis mitzvah. Dafka meis mitzvah because there's a chiyuv on the tzibur to bury them, not on the family. Therefore, this meis mitzvah, you are allowed to make the shrouds of tashmish kedusha. And that's considered their gniza. Further, sifhei, sefer Torah shebala, a sefer Torah that is no longer usable, the letters are fading. Manichin also b'chli cheres, you're supposed to put it in a ceramic container in order that it not get destroyed. V'gonzin also b'kever Talmud Chacham, and you go and put it into the grave of a Talmud Chacham. Afilu eino eloshona halachas v'loshimish Talmidei Chachamim. Even if you're dealing with someone who knows Mishnayos and Brisos, this Talmud Chacham buried there, but never really learned Gemara, he is enough of a Talmud Chacham where it's considered a dignified burial for the Sefer Torah Shebala. Now the same thing goes for Nevi'im and Ksuvim that are written with dio on parchment and rolled up. You're not allowed to burn them. This is something people often think is a misconception people have. They think that it is mutter to burn old svarim. It is usur to burn old svarim. You're over a lav of losasim kein l'ashem elokeichem. Now, the Bir Halach is medayik from here that you can't just bury an old Sefer Torah. You mamish have to bury it together with a Talmud Chacham. And he says that the minag is that we do bury all kinds of gniz, all kinds of shamus, just anywhere, not next to a Talmud Chacham Bedafka. Sivav, ein osin miteva kisei l'sefer Torah. Teva here means the Aron Kodesh. Kisei l'sefer Torah is the bima. You cannot go ahead and take an Aron Kodesh and turn it into a bima. Avol muter lasos miteva gdola k'tana. But you are allowed to make a big teva into a small one. V'chein muter lasas mikise gadol kise katan. You can make from a larger bima a smaller bima. Aval osu lasas v'menus rafruf, but you couldn't make a small chair out of it. Lekise. V'chein muter lasas mivilin gadol mivilin katan. You're allowed to go and shrink down, make smaller a curtain. Olasas v'menu kisle sefer Torah, or to make it some kind of pouch for a sefer Torah. Avalasas v'menu kis l'chumish osa. But to go ahead and take the vilon, the parochas made for Sifrei Torah, and to use that as a covering for a chumish, that you're not allowed to do. So this was something I spoke out before, back in Siv Gimel. The Ramah says, Hago'o parochas shenachto ton lefnei aron, ein lo kedushas aron, ra kedushas beis hakneses. Our parochas does not have any kedusha whatsoever, except for kedushas beis hakneses. The reason being that it is not sitting on the Sifrei Torah, and we never wrap a Sefer Torah in a parochas. V'chein ha-klumsol shebo tolen ha-parochas. The same thing goes for whatever rings and as well as the rod that you hang the curtain on. U'mikol makom asur lasas mehem ha-etzim shemesanim bo ha-kriya l'chol v'sayom. You couldn't go ahead and use those klunsnols to make it a pointer for a sefer Torah. She'enim kadoshim kamohein, because it does not have as much kedusha as that. So lamaisa, the Ramah sheet is that the parochus itself only has kedushas beis hakneses and nothing more than that. The Mishnah Berurah mentions several halachas here. He says first of all that the mapa of the Sefer Torah that you spread out and you lay in the Sefer Torah, you put the Sefer Torah on, you could not use for Nevi'im. The one of the Bima cannot be taken to the Amud, because the Bima is made for a Sefer Torah, the Amud is for a Siddur. That you cover the Sefer Torah with, you are allowed, although it has Kedusha, you can hang it up on a wall. The same thing for the Klei Kodesh. There's no Isser in displaying the Klei Kodesh or hanging them up somewhere for people to take pleasure in them. That's not being morated from its Kedusha. With regard to the Parochas, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there was a minig that they used the Parochas for Chasanim as a Chuppah. He doesn't know why that should be Mutter unless we say that since that was the Derech, it's as if they made a stipulation, they made a Tanai to begin with. Inside the Sefer Torah, you don't put old Urios of Sifrei Torah because they don't have Kedusha anymore, and they certainly don't have Kedusha of Sifrei Torah, and the Aron Kodesh is made for Sifrei Torah. Also, he says not to put a candle into the Sefer Torah when you take out all the Sifrei Torah, unless it is just an indentation in the wall, and one is not being machpir for the Shitas of Rishonim that an indentation has Kedusha. Now, the Kedushas Aron is only if you made this as an Aron Kodesh for good. If you temporarily store a Sefer Torah somewhere, it does not have Kedushas Aron Kodesh. A very important inyan brought up in the Shulchan Aruch is that of using a Sefer for the sake of learning, other than reading from it. It is usur to go ahead and use a Sefer, say, to lean on. What happens if you want to prop up a Sefer to make it higher so it's easier to read? So the Mishnah Berurah says, if the Sefer is already sitting there, to place your Sefer on it is mutter l'chatchila. If it's not sitting there to put it there, then he says, b'makom ha'bashas hadchak, you are actually even allowed to bring a Siddur to prop up yours. Whereas, in terms of blocking out light, if the sun's on your face when you're learning, to use a Sefer for that, you can only rely on that also, only b'shas hadchak. So you're allowed to b'shas hadchak use a Sefer for Talmud Torah. Shalom b'shas hadchak, if there's a Sefer already sitting there, you can put another one on it. Another thing is that if you have Sfarim, regular Sfarim, you're not to put empty sheets of paper in them, even though you plan on writing Kedusha Torah on them. Until you write, they have no Kedusha whatsoever, and they don't belong inside a Siddur. A Siddur is not a place made to collect all kinds of pieces of paper. Certainly, once you write Divrei Chol on them, they have no place there.